smells nasty. Where's the damn chef? Give us some food now.
Must have been another crazy night for the prince, eh? I didn't expect to see you until tomorrow. You know, Father has been upset you've been missing Sunday services more and more.
What do you care? Everyone thinks the world is going to end anyway. So we're not enjoying every day we have left.
People think you will be king someday? What a joke.
King of what, Jacob? There might not be a world left to be king of. Look at the internet. The news outside of America. People around the world say the end is coming, and you know what? It's our father that'll bring the end.
Shut up, Isaac. You are a disgrace. Our father, our king, is trying to save the world. You should be at his side, learning, trying to help him.
Jacob, you're so stupid. You believe in all that crap he's doing?
Look, you're obviously still drunk. Maybe you should lie down and rest.
Oh, don't touch me. I know your problem. You're just jealous because I go out with the most beautiful women in the whole world. And you, what do you have? A plain Jane, Jacob. A nobody nothing girl nobody's ever heard of.
Shut up, or I will shut you up.
What are you gonna do, Jacob, Mr. Number Two? Shut me up? How?
If you weren't so damn drunk, I would...
Oh, you'd what? Call your girlfriend? Think she can shut me up?
I'm warning you, Isaac. Shut up.
Oh, you don't scare me, little brother. But you sure better be afraid of me, because I'll be the ruler of this whole damn world someday, and there's nothing you can do about it. Deal with it, bro.
Jesus, what is going on here? Please tell me my two sons are not arguing over stupidities.
Mom, no, it's not what you think. It's just brotherly banter.
Isaac, I am very, very disappointed in you. And Jacob, I expect much more from you. If your brother is clearly intoxicated, perhaps you shouldn't antagonize him.
Yeah, Jacob, you should be helping me. You start by fixing me something to eat while I prepare myself to rule the world.
Isaac, shut it.
Funny. You just said there wouldn't be a world left to rule. God have mercy on all of us if you ever wear the crown.
New Kingdom Radio Theater. New Kingdom Radio Theater presents The Rise of King Asylus. Brought to you by the J.D. Micah Publishing Company, publishers of the novel The Rise of King Asylus, due for release in fall 2018. Visit www.theriseofkingasylus.com for information and updates on the publication of this much-anticipated book.
Gabriel, Abigail, and two other Spartans teleported across the Canadian border and near a location believed to be the entrance to a secret bunker and command center. Asylus's intelligence sources pinpointed where the Canadian Prime Minister and most of his military officials would be during their highest alert level. Abigail was instructed to take a special communication device to contact Lord Orib when she gets a visual on the Prime Minister. She was told explicitly to use the device to contact Orib the moment the Prime Minister was within her sight. Orib was with Asylus the entire time, waiting for word from the Spartans.
Captain, we are approaching the coordinates we were given. What are your orders once we reach the X point?
There is an entrance that is not the obvious one. Whatever looks like the entrance isn't actually the entrance. The real entrance should be 50 yards in proximity to the fake.
A decoy entrance? Sneaky.
They likely have sensors within 1,000 yards in every direction of it. We have to let them know we are coming along before we reach the fake entrance.
Wait, if it isn't the actual entrance, why would we walk up to it?
Because we're not supposed to be in tactical mode. We're supposed to be government officials, not military. If they suspect we are military, they will likely kill us on the spot.
Captain, I spot a motion sensor up ahead.
There must be a road nearby. We have to find it and start walking down the road. They need to spot us on the road. We can't let them detect us in the trees or they'll know we're enemies.
Captain, why don't we use our bug drones? They can fly overhead up to 1,000 feet.
Smart thinking, girl. We'll rest here and dress up in our civilian clothes. Send the bug drones up and spot the road. It will be narrow, maybe unpaved, but wide enough for military vehicles. Send them up no more than 500 feet.
Captain, when will you, shapeshift?
Curious, aren't you, Wilson? I can let you watch, but don't freak out, okay?
He'll probably puke. Wilson has a weak stomach.
Hey, Smith, I survived being around your smelly self all through the jungles of Colombia and Jamaica, so that should be proof I have an iron stomach. Oh my god, wow! That is freaky. I really don't want to see you do that again.
Something tells me you won't have to, Wilson.
Even your voice changes. I'm impressed.
Wow. Just wow.
Okay, enough playing around. Do the drones see the road or what?
Yes, Captain. Approximately 540 yards to the east.
Good. Let's move now. Leave all the gear here and down the drones. This is it. Let's go get them.
Lord Oreb, please tell me our Spartans are in position.
Yes, sir. They are approaching the fake entrance to the bunker. I'm sure they are being monitored every step of the way. They are getting very close and are still alive. This is a good sign.
They probably used facial recognition on Abigail and believe she is Xanth.
I was thinking the same thing. It's quite remarkable, you know, her abilities.
Equally that Gabriel here was able to get them there just close enough to avoid detection.
Anything for information I can use.
Sir, after this mission is complete, there will be nuclear missiles launched at us. It's hard to say if they'll attack immediately after or shortly thereafter.
Lord Shelley is ready to initiate the net ray.
Ugh, it's called... Oh, it's your machine. I just helped build the damn thing. What do I know?
Very well. Lord Shelley has proven to be an incredibly useful asset. We make a great team, and Gabriel's help on the net ray has marked the turning point in this operation. There is a transmission coming in now from the Spartans.
Command, this is Ouroboros. We have the X point within sight.
Ugh, she sounds just like her. Sickening.
Ouroboros, this is Command. Your orders are to approach the X point without arousing any suspicion. Refrain from communicating with Command after this transmission. Your next communication will be when you make visual confirmation of the target.
Affirmative. Please just relay something to King Osiris for me. Tell him I accept everything now. I see what he wanted me to see.
Ouroboros, refrain from divulging any more unnecessary communications. That is an order.
You don't understand. I need the king to know I saw it all in a dream. I understand now.
Ouroboros, the king can hear your transmission.
Osiris, I read the poem and what's on the back. I understand now. I'm sorry I didn't give it all the chance before. But I will make you proud. Make all of America proud.
Ouroboros, this transmission will terminate in 10 seconds, or this mission will be compromised. Compose yourself and head to the X point now.
Sir, I assume you know what she was referring to. I won't ask. Also, I ordered Spartan Wilson to keep his comm unit on so we can hear what happens inside.
Jeremy, everyone needs to stay focused now. Can you put his comm unit on so we can listen?
Of course, Your Majesty. They are approaching the X point now. Sir, our infrared shows a group is approaching the Spartans. Looks like they're in. Good so far.
Yes, I am her bodyguard too. Look, she's the personal secretary to the Prime Minister, and she has information that she can only deliver to the Prime Minister himself. Thank you. Jeez, which way to the Prime Minister's office? Oh, he's in the command room? Even better. Thanks, which way? Oh, this way? Okay.
No, we didn't have too much trouble finding the bunker. I'm just sorry I couldn't get here sooner. You know, with America and that insane king of theirs, it was nearly impossible to get here with so much panic everywhere. Anyway, where is the Prime Minister? Down this hallway? Oh, okay, thank you.
Madam, I believe the Prime Minister is inside this room. Yes, he's in here. I can see him. Well, there he is. It's really the Prime Minister. Miss, do you have it?
Yes, it is in my hand. I see him now. I see him. I'm calling now.
Was successful. We did it, sir.
Wait, what happened? Where's the call?
Oh God! What have I done?
Hold on. Did you...
Command, this is Lord Jeremy Oreb. Open channel to Lord Anna Patricia Shelley. Lord Shelley, initiate the net ray now. We are on high alert. Initiate all high alert protocols. King Silas, Your Majesty, we have confirmation. The Canadian Command Center has been destroyed. The Prime Minister and all the officials in the bunker have been neutralized. Sir, we are on high alert. Sir!
Yes, Lord Oreb. Initiate the net ray.
Already done that, sir. Your Majesty, you need to contact President Wei and King Hussein. We need our allies on high alert right now, sir.
Of course, I'll do that now.
No, Silas, I need to talk to you. Now.
Gabriel, now is not the time. After the international dress, you can have me as long as you need me. Now is the time for action, not talk. Breaking news. This is a special news report.
We have breaking news at this hour. There are confirmed reports of a nuclear attack in Canada. We are just receiving word the Canadian Prime Minister and a majority of Parliament have been killed in an apparent nuclear attack in the Canadian Secret Underground Command Center. Details are coming in now, and we'll be updating you as new details come into the newsroom. What we know right now is the Canadian Prime Minister is dead, as are many members of the Canadian Parliament. There is no word as of yet from King Silas, but we expect a statement any minute now, as no one has yet claimed responsibility for this attack on the Canadian Prime Minister and Parliament. What you're seeing on the screen now is a small mushroom cloud approximately 54 miles outside the Canadian capital. These are some of the first pictures coming in, which are astonishing, as several news agencies are now broadcasting live video feeds of the blast area. This immensely shocking news comes on the heels of mayhem in the streets of Montreal, Toronto, and other Canadian cities over the past 24 hours. Literally, hundreds of thousands of people took to the public square in the Canadian capital, flipping over cars, torching buildings, and murdering dozens of government officials in the streets. The Prime Minister was said to have been moved to the underground bunker amid threats from rioters and mysterious assassination plots. Just a moment. We're getting word that King Asylus is approaching the podium in the Grand Castle to speak to the people. We go live now to the podium. And now, King Asylus is about to speak.
Citizens of the New Kingdom of America and the world, some very unfortunate things have taken place that has put our nation in a defensive position. Just a short while ago, the Canadian Prime Minister and much of Parliament were killed by a rogue group of terrorists. How these terrorists managed to get inside the Canadian secret bunker is something no one knows at this hour. I am certain there will be an investigation. However, the Canadian nation, our brothers and sisters to the north, are without a governing body. Their government has long sworn allegiance to the British monarch, but King George and the British crown has no real authority. Therefore, America will step in to govern our neighbors to the north and establish order and help with efforts to evacuate people from the fallout areas and assist with help and rescue efforts. Whatever assistance we can provide Canadian citizens, we will gladly give. But I must also warn the British and European alliance. Our help is only that, help. Once we reestablish order in Canada, we will remain there until we decide what course of action should be taken. This means the British and their allies will likely want to retaliate against America. Therefore, I have no choice as king but to place the entire kingdom on high alert. Our entire military, including those in territories throughout Central and South America, are prepared to defend our kingdom. The British and European alliance may want to launch a nuclear strike on America, but no American should fear such an attack. I am here to reassure everyone that Britain and the European alliance will never succeed in destroying America. However, no one will blame you if you choose to seek shelter from a nuclear attack. There are shelters in all metropolitan areas and throughout all lands in our kingdom. The time has come for us to show the world who we are, how strong we are, and how fearless we are in the face of the monsters that want to harm us and our children. We must protect ourselves first. That is all for now.
Well, it appears the king will not be taking any questions at this time. Hold it. We're just receiving word of a response to the king's address. I'll read to you a quote from the British Prime Minister. This is just coming in off the wires. The events in Canada and the death of the Prime Minister was no accident nor the act of any rogue terrorist group. King Asylus himself assassinated the British ambassador, and he is also responsible for the death of the Canadian Prime Minister and members of Parliament. We consider this an act of war on Great Britain, and America can expect a swift and aggressive response. Well, there's a flood of information coming into our newsroom. We are sifting through it all to bring you the latest. Stand by, everyone. We are still getting more from news stations from around the world.
All right, Gabriel. I'm all yours. Ask away.
Silas, what the hell is wrong with you?
Look, Gabriel, I understand we come from different times, but you don't seem to realize what that means. Our morals are different.
Morality, the most good for the most people, right?
Yes, but sometimes the waters get a little muddy.
Tell me, did she know?
She knew God. That's all that.
Did she know? Asylus, you're a barbarian, a monster. You can't beat what you fear by becoming more ruthless than they are.
Not only can I, Gabriel, I need to. You can't fight a bear by yourself. You need to even the playing field to make it a fightable fight. If you want to guarantee success, you fight dirty. Cheap. You ensure victory by overcoming your moral code. Or the enemy will always have the advantage. I'm too close to victory for sentiments.
You ensure victory by outthinking and outadvancing your opponent. You're halfway on the right track with your current strategy. You don't need to throw away your morality to win. That's how you go down in history as a tyrant.
It's a good thing. The victors write history then.
Father, is it true?
Jacob, what are you doing here?
Ah, the boy.
You. Father, I want to help you, so I'm here now. Gabriel can go.
Why so hostile, little one?
Gabriel, have you been interacting with my sons?
Just to be sure your world was in the right hands once you turn it over to one of them.
Don't believe his lies, Father. He is no angel of God.
Huh. This should be the next king. Smart one.
Capone is calling me. I need to take this. Jacob, come with me. Gabriel, go back to wherever you go when you're not here. I can't stand to look at you right now. But believe me, we will continue this.
Do what you must, King. Jacob, we'll talk later.
Everyone in the world is anxiously awaiting a nuclear attack on America. Perhaps we should go into our own bunker now.
Capone is right, Father. We should not leave ourselves in the open like this.
I'm glad you two are here with me at this moment. You are the two men I love the most on this earth. And if God has our demise planned right now, then being with you is immensely peaceful. This is, after all, the new manifest destiny. And I need you both to understand what that means.
Manifest destiny, Your Majesty? I think this is a little different than what the forefathers had in mind. Look, sir, perhaps we should be in the command center with Lord Oreb and the others. We need your leadership right now more than ever. Sir?
Jacob, take out your tablet and put on the news.
Breaking news from Great Britain. We have reports of the British government launching long-range ballistic nuclear warheads. They are apparently initiating a nuclear attack on the new Kingdom of America. Everyone in America, if you are watching this news report, this is not a drill. America is under nuclear attack. Seek shelter immediately. As of this moment, we are being told by the office of King Asylus and Lord Jeremy Oreb that the nation should take precautions in the event of a nuclear attack, but no further details are being given. In anticipation of this attack, everyone here at the news station will be relocating to an underground bunker and broadcast the latest news from our own bomb shelter. For this, the news channel will pause while we relocate to the bunker and will resume our broadcast momentarily. Everyone, please stay tuned. Stay alert and stay safe. We will be back on the air shortly.
Ah! 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 message is being transmitted at the request of the Office of Civil Defense. This is an emergency broadcast. This is not a test.
Listening to The Rise of King Asylus, our Season 1 Finale, Episode 12, The Manifest Destiny, starring J.V. Torres as King Asylus, Steve Fisher as Lord Jeremy Oreb, Dominic Notaro as Jacob, Leon Montgomery as Isaac, Naomi Castillo and Katie Newcomer as Abigail Sierra, Kelly Baskin as Spartan Smith, David Giltner as Spartan Wilson, Don Radzinski as Newsreader, Alex Olson as Gabriel, John Doby as Quentin Capone, Megan White as Command Operator, Meg McDonald as Queen Rebecca, and narrated by Sergei Baryshnikov. This episode features the songs Star Spangled Battle Hymn by Jeff Paxton. Visit Jeff Paxton at www.reverbnation.com/Jeff Paxton, which is J-E-F-F-P-A-X-T-O-N. And Journey Home by Undead Asylum. Visit Undead Asylum at soundcloud.com/TSJ362/journey-home. Other music contributions by Kevin McLeod in Incompetech.com, Freesound.org, and Audio Jungle. For more information about the cast, the music, backstories, and updates on this production, visit www.theriseofkingasylus.com. Also, our website has info on how to join our mailing list for special giveaways and perks. Listen on iTunes or wherever you tune into podcasts and give us a good rating. Like us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at King Asylus. We encourage everyone to tune in to our friends on other podcasts like Empty, The Strangerlands, Ghosts of the Stratosphere, and our partners, The Everlasting Beholders. This has been a production of the New Kingdom Radio Theater in Baltimore, Maryland. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening. Please share our program with others and stay tuned for Season 2. which premieres on Halloween 2018. Hello, this is Full Starts Podcast.
And we talk about those films that set themselves up for a sequel that never came.
Here's an episode condensed into 60 seconds. Pleased to be enjoy. What's our poisons then?
You get what you're given.
That's some foul stuff.
Does this film confirm the existence of God?
Dum 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 dum.
Such a look of confusion on my face.
Yeah, can we do a quick mini review of 4DX? It was so uncomfortable. I had to go sit on the stairs because it was just more enjoyable.
And he looks at the naked lady in front of him, and immediately 150 pressurized egg whites shoots all over him.
It's egg white.
But what was the point in even including it?
To calm his nerves.
They were probably but we just don't placebo. Need him to calm his...
Why he not did.
Have...
Yes, we
he
did. Because
why
we saw
not
him
have
shoot
him
up in air
be calm? Just cut the scene. The film is 2 hours long. Just cut the scene.
No. So this was a manic time.
Yes. This is insanity. What happened to us, people?
I guess we'll wrap things up. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts.
Just type Full Starts Pod in. Full Starts Pod in.
The best kind of pudding.
Fresh and
that's pretty much how the shows go. We just use that.